If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And we three make up High Society Radio. You can interact with us on the internets at twitter.com/HSRadioShow. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. We're on the More Like Radio Network. That's morelikeradio.com. And hit us up on iTunes if you search New Trash City, which is also our personal website, newtrashcity.com.
Hey, can I just actually throw some...
Are those all the plugs, Chris?
Well, there's actually... Well, there's a new subreddit.
Oh!
r/High Society Radio.
Oh, wait, so we're on Reddit now?
Yeah.
It's reddit.com/r/High Society Radio.
Yep, and I'm moderating on there. I'm one of the moderators.
You're a moderator?
Yes, I am. I now work for Reddit, apparently.
Oh, shit.
They gave me mad gold.
Put that on your resume, son.
They give you gold or... Oh, Reddit gold.
Yeah, Reddit gold, which isn't as good as a Bitcoin.
Apparently. No,
I thought it was the same thing.
No.
No.
How much karma do you got? I know karma matters a lot.
I don't have a lot of karma on there.
That's bad. Yeah. You look like an asshole. So make sure you post a picture of a cat on your cake day.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that everything in our subreddit has something to do with atheism, Jennifer Lawrence, legalizing pot, or bears that confess to murder.
Sounds like the best subreddit I've ever fucking seen.
Exactly.
I can't wait. Huge. Oh, yeah, definitely.
If we can get to the front page of Reddit, anything.
Oh, then it's on, man.
Yeah, if everybody that listened to the show upvoted us and we got zero downvotes, we would make it to the front page of Reddit.
Hell yeah. Just give us upvotes, baby. Or as I like to call them, upvotes. That's cool. We're on reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. If you frequent Reddit, I'd go there. I'd comment on things.
You can see our old XM shows because 5R Frunkus threw them up on YouTube, thanks to him.
5R Frunkus now, that's Frunkus with 5 R's.
It's 5 or 6 or 6. There's a lot of R's in there, but it's Frunkus with a lot of R's.
All you gotta do is count them. Then it could be 6R Frunkus or 7R Frunkus. It'll be totally fine.
Well, I mean, you could just go to reddit.com/r/High Society Radio, and they're all there.
It's High Society Radio subreddit, r/High Society Radio. We're on the Reddits now. Reddit, the front page of the internet. Is this a live read for Reddit?
No.
Well, we use it.
Johnny, do you know what Reddit is?
Yeah, it's all right. I liked the fucking babysitter website till they got a little too young. And I was like, yeah, I can't be.
You mean the jailbait section?
Yeah, that one. I call it babysitter. It sounds a lot cleaner.
I've never been to that subreddit.
You know why, Chris? Because it got shut down.
Oh.
Big time.
It got shut down because they were posting pictures of nude underage girls.
Hmm.
Apparently, Johnny, that was his favorite section.
No, you know.
You could also go to R Space Dicks. Ever go there?
That's my shit.
if you ain't down with R Space Dicks, I don't know what your problem is. I guess you're part of society and you like being around other people. You're not antisocial. You don't sit in your apartment smoking cigarettes by yourself in the dark.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
I'm talking about myself now, okay? Or maybe any of our listeners.
Nothing wrong with that.
You go to r/SpaceDicks, smoke 15 cigarettes in a row, and just think about Just think about whatever you want. Could it be gore? Could it be severed penis? Whatever.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Thanks, Johnny. Look, it's a Friday. It's 7 o'clock.
People are pre-gaming, listening
people
to High Saturday.
Oh, yeah, people are getting messed up. And it's 2 days from the Super Bowl.
Mad hyped.
Are you mad hyped?
Yeah, son.
Good. Chris, are you mad hyped?
I have to work during the Super Bowl.
Aye, dick.
That's whack.
It is kind of whack.
Take the day off. Well, you don't really watch football.
You
right?
work
I don't
at,
really watch
You
football.
Work at a bar.
That doesn't have TVs.
That
in
doesn't
it.
Have a television.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. Who goes to the bar on Super Bowl Sunday?
That no one.
Really?
No one. The next week will be the next Sunday, which I also work, will be terrible also because that's the Oscars.
You ain't really missing much.
Well, I'm not going to miss anything, but the bar will be empty.
That's pretty big. Really? For Oscar weekend, too?
Really?
The Oscars, our three worst days that were open during the year are Easter Sunday, the Oscars, and Super Bowl.
Well, y'all can't sneak a TV in and just run the game?
I'll probably just sit in the back and listen to podcasts.
Jesus Christ, man.
There's nothing wrong with listening to podcasts, and everyone should.
Yeah, podcasts? Yeah, did you say thing. Podcasts?
Oh, boy.
How many people do you think will walk into the bar on Super Bowl Sunday? Give me an over-under.
Last year, because I worked last Super Bowl Sunday, I did under $100 in food sales, and the bar
get a fucking TV. Just
the bar probably
in
did
TV. 300.
Yeah, but it's not going to get. We're not that kind. No. We're not the bar that you go to for those. Like,
it's not a sports bar. It's a cocktail bar.
Yeah, it's we're pretty busy. We're pretty busy on the weekends, just with people who want to come relax and have a drink. But any big party weekend, we're dead.
Yeah,
like day before New Year's Eve. Dead.
Well, you know what I mean? How do you do on like Valentine's Day and shit? That's okay. Yeah, I'd figure that.
We probably won't do as well this year because it's a Friday, but if it's during the week and people don't want to make a big deal because they have work in the morning, they come in for a few drinks.
Mm.
But, yeah, any of the big party holidays, we don't do great.
Then why is the bar open on Super Bowl Sunday if no one's going there?
That's what I'm saying. Take the day off.
Shouldn't the electricity fucking bill for the day offset any money you're making?
Good point.
Here's the thing. You want people to drive. People who are driving by, you want to see you open in the hours you're supposed to be open because you don't want to look like a flaky business.
All right.
In general, when you start seeing a business, there's two laundromats by my house, right?
Nice.
I use the one that's slightly further away from me because the one on the corner is just randomly closed sometimes. And I don't want to need clean drawers, and they just decided they weren't coming to work that day.
Baby, just drop it off, all right? They'll get it back to you eventually.
Yeah, but I usually wait till the very last minute to drop off my shit. I bring in about 50 pounds of laundry when I drop it off.
Damn, mad clothes.
Yeah. All black t-shirts and hold-up underwears.
Are you working the block? Jesus.
Let's go.
So you're not. All right. So you're just gonna be working. Actually, you're not gonna be working. You're just gonna be sitting in the kitchen doing nothing.
I mean, if it's dead, I may just close the kitchen and I'll come meet up with you.
Maybe.
I heard you've sworn off drugs for the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, no drugs in the Super Bowl. I am a responsible human being.
Somebody sounds like a little bit of a bitch right now.
Fucking straight edge Hicks. I like
Johnny,
it.
Johnny, what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Probably going to Harlem with my cousins. I got to fucking plan that out.
Where's your cousin?
Cousins on High Bridge. He's in the Bronx. But, I don't know.
You gambling?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
The line right now is +2.5.
For who?
Seahawks.
I don't know. I'll wait till Thursday because that line likes to fluctuate for Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. It's going to rain Saturday before the Super Bowl as well.
I don't know if that makes a difference. It ain't going to be that fucking close. 38, and it's going to freeze.
Yeah, actually, the weather is getting a lot better. So I think a lot of people are disappointed that they can't say, it's too fucking cold for the Super Bowl.
I'm waiting for like a Super Bowl asshole. Somebody to do some fucked up shit.
Like
remember
what?
Eugene Robinson bagged some prostitutes? Born again Christian for the Atlanta Falcons? Back in the day when he played the Broncos?
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, he was a born-again Christian, and he was a team leader and all that. They caught him the night before the Super Bowl, bagged him some prostitutes, or a prostitute. Married man, too. His wife was in the city with him.
Remember the John 3:16 guy that showed up at all the Super Bowls? Did he end up, like, killing or raping a few people? I
thought he died.
I know. I thought he was doing a bit.
I think Richard Sherman will be all right. He bought everybody $25,000 fucking headphones.
That's pretty cool, huh?
$25,000 headphones.
Well, combined, I think it counted because he had gold-plated Super Bowl shit on the side of the Dre Beats headphones.
Oh, okay.
And everybody knows Dre Beats, high quality for that price, right?
I'm sure that they gave them the Beats for free. It was the gold that cost a lot of money.
Yeah, fuck it. I didn't think it was worth it.
The 316 guy went crazy and locked himself into a hotel room and kidnapped some people.
Oh, that makes sense.
Did you just
Big
say
fan.
That Richard Sherman, the guy who's been on television saying that he's not a thug, just gave out blinged out Beats by Dre headphones?
I don't know if that's some hood shit. That's all right. That's a nice guy.
He's sponsored by them. It's a publicity stunt for Beats.
Yeah.
I know.
You haven't seen him? Well, I don't know if he was in that commercial for Found a Man, but...
It just seems like a
good dude.
Counterintuitive.
What he said was thug is the new N-word. Thug is the new N-bomb.
It's true, though.
You think?
Who would you call a thug? Think about that. You ain't calling no biker gang thugs.
No, a biker gang can be thugs.
I've never heard anybody refer to them as thugs.
So you don't think a white guy can be a thug?
Maybe in the 1920s. That's about it.
Well, I mean... Are we gonna have to now have thug with two G's at the end?
I'm gonna tell you right now,
or something. How are we gonna go around this? Because the hip hop culture uses thug almost as much as they use the other word.
Yeah, might as well. Just let them have it. Just let them have at it. Let them play around.
So I can't say thugged out anymore.
Not with that T-shirt on.
What? This is a good T-shirt. This is made by a small T-shirt company that Kevin Hart owns part of in Philly.
Good for you, man. Way to get
those
plugs in.
He's got some crabs on it.
Are you getting paid by these people? Did you get this for free?
I didn't say the name.
Yeah, you freaking me out right now.
They also made your High Society Radio T-shirts that I gave you for Christmas a few years ago.
Those are awesome shirts. I still have mine. I use that shit to work out in sometimes.
Trick Daddy.
This one goes out to Trick Daddy.
Because I'm a thug.
Whatever happened to Trick Daddy? I'm guessing the OD.
Nah, he's alive. He went broke.
No, really?
I'm actually kind of sad about that.
All right.
He seemed like a drunk.
He liked to live the life. He's still living life. God bless you, man.
I typed, is Trick Daddy broke, into Google, and he's clearly broke.
Up, it's a real hip-hop going broke.
He was pretty big for a while there.
Yeah, he had a good 2-3 year run. Edgerrin James and all them football players.
Mid-2000s was Trick Daddy?
Early 2000s, going into 2005. I was being generous. 2005. He was cool with all of the Edgerrin James, Miami University, Tampa. He was cool with all them dudes.
The IRS got at him.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Well, he could just pay his taxes and balled out slightly less.
Why don't you just call him a thug? Drop that bomb on him.
The Trick loves
the
kids.
He calls himself a thug.
Why don't you? Oh, look at you just using that word freely.
It's
you own
fine.
That word?
It's a fine word. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's not your word, though, is it?
And I ain't calling Richard Sherman a thug. I'm calling him a guy. He's the shutdown corner.
He backs it up. He can talk that shit because he can back it up. Ask Richard Crabtree about him.
God, that was great.
That was awesome.
I saw that clip of him, and I did not think it was that. I don't understand even how it got that much of a response.
You know why? Because there was a...
White woman. Yeah.
Thank you. White woman acting weirded out directly
terrified.
Next to him.
Terrified.
Well, he was screaming.
He is
twice her size.
Because he literally just sent his team to the Super Bowl against the guy he hated that he had previous beef with and talked nothing but shit about.
But that's what I'm saying. I just didn't see that what he said was that weird. I don't think it's weird that a tiny woman was weirded out with a large man.
Small titties, man. She can move ass, but she got some small titties.
Who are you talking about?
Erin Andrews. You remember they had that video leak? That was her. She has little small titties, man.
No, she doesn't. She has... Nah,
they look small.
Okay.
Or was it the camera angle?
This is an uncomfortable conversation. And why is Trick Daddy still playing? Oh, wait.
Hold on.
No, those are fine.
I sort of got that shirt. I don't know why, but that shit you got on bothers the shit out of me.
The shirt? What?
I don't
just
know.
The white shirt.
Well, put a hat on at least. You look like you like work at Bob's Burgers or some shit.
What do you mean? It's just a white shirt.
I don't know. It's not for you, dude. You know, like, you just get like fucking gonna take a picture or something. It bugs me.
You know, I liked it better when you were dead.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even address that. Last week we said Johnny was dead when he didn't show up.
Well, it took him more than 3 days, but he came back from the dead.
That was a lie.
It works. I beat Jesus time. Yeah, might as well. Did I tie him time-wise, or did I beat him by a day? It took him five, right?
Took him 3 days.
Oh, I tied him. I'll take that.
And it's 40 days before he ascended into heaven. How long are you going to take to do that?
I'm never going there. No. Damn, son.
So what's your Super Bowl picks, guys? Because I don't have one.
We know. You don't like football. You're just going to be sitting in the kitchen, smoking an e-cigarette.
I'll make some wings for myself.
Oh, that's so sad, dude. You have nobody to share with, nothing to watch. And my, you got podcasts on there. There you go.
My professional opinion, take the Seahawks, take the points, and take the under. Parlay that into a nice, fat loss because I'm a terrible gambler.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know, man.
I was about to say, I was about to be like, Johnny, bet for me the exact opposite of what this gentleman just said.
Thinking about it, it's going to be a good game. I'll say that. It'll be tight.
You got to make a pick. You got to make one.
I'm going Broncos, but I don't know what the points. I don't have anything in my head right now to go with.
Do you think it'll be a 1-point game?
I think the 2 is good, but I don't know which way to lean on that. Do I take? Do I just let it ride?
How about the over? Do you take the over or the under, buddy? People need betting advice.
I'll take it. I'll take the under. Broncos.
Nine.
Take the under. Fuck it.
You know they're going to hit the under. The spread's +2.5. Seahawks.
At this point, yeah. But, you know, come fucking Saturday.
I would take Seahawks beat the spread.
I don't know, man. It depends because fucking the Broncos can run the ball. A lot of people don't realize that, especially in the playoffs. They've been looking good. Defense is tight.
Spreads down to 2, and the over is 46.5.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's fair enough. I'll take that. 46 is nice. They can put up points. Well, not the Seahawks. If they get if they sputter, they look bad, you know.
I don't know, Johnny. I'm worried. I'm worried about this. I'm worried because I'm a degenerate gambler and I don't know how I'm going to make all this money back. Once
not
I lose
you.
It.
Did you make any money off the Rumble? I know you like to bet on everything.
I don't bet on wrestling, Johnny.
I bet on wrestling sometimes.
Yeah, I take that action.
And how do you bet on the Royal Rumble?
You can do it online.
Pick one guy to fucking win and then there you go. It has to be odds.
I
would have
lost
that
money. I didn't think Batista was going to win.
He wild now. Nah, he was a fucking favorite. They announced it the last time he was on Raw. Oh, yeah, he's going to win the Rumble. The way they made it sound.
Who'd you pick to win the Rumble? I'm not even sure who Batista is.
I would have picked Daniel Bryan, who isn't.
He wasn't even in the Rumble.
He wasn't even in it.
Bullshit, son.
But, apparently, actually, yeah.
And you're going to shit on my betting abilities.
But they don't release it. I just assumed he's one of the biggest guys there.
No,
they
did it.
Mick Foley was outraged.
Oh, yeah. Mick
on
Foley's
Twitter.
Tight. He fucking took a shot at the company.
Does Mick Foley still work for WWE?
Yeah. He usually does those championship things. The championship panel they have for pay-per-views now. Yeah,
he has like one of. He's got like, you know how they have the old guys WWF came under so much fire for not taking care of their guys that now they have these things called legends deals where they basically give you a living wage to show up like 10 times a year.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan was on the fucking panel.
I'm pretty sure Jake the Snake just got one. Ultimate Warrior just got one.
He's going in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame, and you automatically get a 1-year legends deal if you go in the Hall of Fame.
Jesus.
It's a good deal.
Good for the Warrior.
We'll bring back some of the shit he's done, but good for him. Nice little paycheck for the Warrior.
He didn't like gay people, from what I can remember.
He also talked about crashing buildings into fucking planes in the buildings and shit. No reason.
Well, I mean, that's just prophetic.
I don't know. I think he inspired some people, but that's just me.
Did you say that shit before 9/11?
Oh, hell yeah. I think he said it like in 92, 91, 92.
And
he said it on the lead up to WrestleMania when he was fighting Hogan.
Like, he was like, I'm gonna kick in the cockpit door.
Can you find it? I'm sure that promo is on YouTube
terrible,
somewhere.
Terrible, man.
So
that Rumble was shit, though.
You're trying to draw a line between Ultimate Warrior and 9/11.
Might as well. Everybody does some shit on the internet.
I heard that the Royal Rumble, they don't have, like, the Rumble isn't the main event. There's like another.
No, this year it was the main event. Last year they didn't do that.
See, that's ridiculous to me. It's called the Royal Rumble. Yeah. If the Royal Rumble is the actual event, isn't there. I mean, come on, man.
Man, it was a shitty Rumble. They wasted some picks. They could have had better guys in it. I thought Jake the Snake Roberts was going to be in it.
No, I don't think he can really wrestle, man.
No, but he could be in a Rumble. Come on, man.
I think this should be it.
They had El Torito on it.
All right, this is Warrior with his plane crash promo. In a sec, here we go.
I think it's that one.
All right, it's not playing.
All right, hit play.
Yeah, I think it's it.
Travel to WrestleMania! Tear down the cockpit door. Open. Take the two pilots.
Two planes.
That have already made the sacrifice.
Suicide bombs, basically.
The controls. It to a nosedive, Hulk Hogan. And you will soon be close to parts unknown.
Even the music fits.
He was a fucking crazy guy.
That was just insane.
The guy who was the Ultimate Warrior was totally insane, right? I mean, just...
Yeah.
He was... At the time, he was a steroid. Like look at him.
That's,
the guy is just...
There's no better way to put that. He was just the veins.
Jacked.
Fucking hair.
Just a giant, veiny...
Angry motherfucker.
Steroid. But he was totally insane.
Parts unknown, all that other shit. He had a fucking comic book for a little while. It didn't make sense. It was a comic book. I've seen strange shit. His shit was just over
the changed wall. His name to Ultimate War- to Warrior, right?
Yeah, I think he had to change his name to Warrior because WWF owns the trademark to Ultimate Warrior. That's why he was just the Warrior in
WCW.
WCW, yeah.
Damn, that's sick.
Yeah, but he's a crazy, crazy man. I remember... that was actually probably the first wrestling I really remember watching was when he beat Hogan for the title, and he was the Intercontinental Champ at the time.
Yeah, that champion versus champions was all right, man.
Oh, yeah, that was a WrestleMania, what, 4 or something?
6. Well,
yeah.
It was in Canada.
But, yeah, I think people seem to be really mad. I don't know. It seemed like a dumb move for WWF. They got to sell this WWE network, and they pissed off
everybody. Yo, did you see the fucking... there's no audio, but there's fucking pictures of Batista flipping
just,
off.
Just flipping off the entire crowd.
But you know what? It might work.
Why?
Because they were cheering for Daniel Bryan.
Is Daniel Bryan that over in WWE?
Oh yeah, dude. If a match is boring, they'll say his name or the Yes Chant and all that.
No matter who's wrestling.
John Cena and fucking Randy Orton got basically booed out the building, too. Shitty match, though, but...
Does Bryan, have any, belts or whatever?
No. That's the problem.
He got screwed out of the belt, twice.
But...
And he's just still...
Once he gets it, he's going to be over crazy.
He had it for,
nuts.
A good, I think, three minutes.
Yeah, he had it for 2 minutes.
And then Randy Orton fucking cashed in on his ass. Triple H pedigreed him, and then Randy Orton pinned him, so that was a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
But it works, though. I think they can flip this. You can make Batista a heel, have fucking Daniel Bryan challenge him for his Royal Rumble spot or whatever. Or make it a three-way dance at WrestleMania. There you go.
You should be booking for the WWE.
It's mad easy. So it's
somebody else
to
should
it.
Be. People are pissed. I mean, if Mick Foley's angry.
If Mick Foley's taking shots at you, that's pretty bad. He still works for you? Oh.
Yeah.
It's no bueno.
I mean, Mick Foley is also a reputed cheap ass, and he's given up a guaranteed check. He admits it to himself that he's a cheap son of a bitch, and he's giving up a guaranteed check.
He still has
some
wrestling tights from when Undertaker threw him off that
Look,
shit.
Look, Foley's God, all right? So stop fucking badmouthing.
Well, God's a broke dude, then, because he dresses real fucking bummy, man.
He's not broke. He's just probably scared of
that
being broke.
That Cactus Jack shit is actually his real gear. He walks around in flannel fucking ripped-up shirts.
Yeah, I know.
He's a crazy person.
The guy, that's what he likes to wear. That's what he's comfortable
ripped
in.
Ripped-up fucking sleeve, fucking flannel. That's insane, son.
Looks good.
It's not a lumberjack. You don't need that shit. It's not
he
hot
likes
where he's
the
at.
Way it looks. Get off
he's
his
a crazy
back.
Person.
Jesus.
Crazy person.
Unbelievable, Johnny.
Did you catch the fucking Grammys at least?
No, I didn't watch any of the Grammys.
You didn't catch Macklemore?
No, I heard that he won every single Grammy ever. I heard that they took Grammys back from people from last year to give him Macklemore.
I think he won most of the hip-hop Grammys.
Good for him, man. He's a good artist. Positive message and shit. Good for
plenty
him.
Of positive messages, but did you ever see him talk in an interview?
No.
He sounds like he's autistic. The music's fine, whatever.
Oh, man.
But doesn't seem like the brightest dude.
There are some dumb motherfuckers out there. What's his name? Derrick Rose is pretty ignorant when he talks.
Is he? I don't think I've heard
Derrick Rose interview. I believe it kind of. If you ever hear him talk, he can't read.
What?
He said he can't read?
There's a rumor going out he played at, I think, UCLA, and they just passed him because he was nice at ball, and he really can't fucking read. And if you've ever heard him talk, it makes sense.
That's sad.
Who else is pretty bad?
That's an indictment of the school systems here.
OJ Mayo, another ignorant brother.
You're a big fan of Macklemore? Because I don't know anything about this dude other than that gay people song.
Oh, you ever heard Thrift Shop?
No.
You're wild and son. You know you
Listen
heard
to Thrift
it.
Shop.
Don't lie.
You know you've heard. You've heard.
I may have not known what it was.
You've heard mad Macklemore songs because.
They're in commercials, right?
They're in every other commercial.
Him and Ryan Lewis are, they're good friends and shit.
I saw them on Colbert.
How were they?
Not good. That's why I think something might be wrong in his brain.
What, they're not?
You think he's Millie Vanilla and shit?
Not
he got
sure.
a ghost ride or something?
All right, this is Chris hearing a song that's been viewed 400, 500 million times on YouTube for the first time.
What?
It's not ringing a bell as of now. I'll tell you that right
Let
now.
Let the beat hit. You've heard it. It's been in mad movie promos and shit.
Oh. All right, I guess it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
No, wait for the chorus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You kind of look like Macklemore.
I hear this song, and I'm like, that doesn't sound like a white guy, so I would never think it was Macklemore.
That's not Macklemore.
There you go. I got a big cock. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like, damn, that's a cold-ass honky. You stole Andy Samberg's gimmick.
Loving it, Chris?
This guy won 4 Grammys last night.
At least, maybe 6. I don't know. Daft Punk won. Daft Punk.
Daft Punk is my shit. They good money.
The funniest thing is just that same love song where the first line is literally like, in third grade, I thought I was gay. I mean, I just start laughing my balls off whenever I hear that. You didn't hear his gay song?
I saw it at MTV's. It just put me off. I didn't want to hear that shit.
What's... That's good, Johnny.
It's like, you know, hey, good for them if he wants to get married, but I don't want to hear about it. Do it.
He's not gay.
He said he thought he was when he was in third grade. That's what Hicks just said. He said that, right?
I think same love. Okay. You have to jump ahead a little bit because the video is like 8 minutes long or something. And it's a movie or whatever. All right, calm down, Johnny.
Woo, that was funny.
Yes.
Or just hit the one that says with lyrics.
Okay, hold on.
Because that'll just be the song.
Mm.
Here you go, John. This is for you. You hateful motherfucker.
How am I hateful?
Apparently you hate gays.
I don't. Good for them.
You hate gays? You say thug like it's the N-word?
I've been referred to one a couple times.
Let Johnny listen.
Is that him playing the piano?
I think so.
Sounds like it.
Him or Ryan Lewis?
I think it's Andrew W.K. playing the piano.
Oh, that'd be awesome. It's taking forever to get to this thing. Here we go.
I like the beat. It's nice. Do,
do, do, do. This is all just so Johnny knows that this guy wants to be gay in third grade. When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. All right, that's all we needed.
There you go. Hey, that's a tough rhyme. Good for him.
You're listening to High Society Radio covering songs that have been out for years?
Yeah, because we're mad fucking old, son.
For yourselves. I'm like 22. You're listening to High Society Radio. High Society Radio on Twitter is at HS Radio Show. We are on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the newest addition to our social media campaign is our Reddit subreddit.
It's
reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Go there, upvote things, and comment. I don't care what you write. I honestly don't. Just start conversations on our subreddit. Post things. It's r/High Society Radio.
I'm there. I'll respond.
Chris is there. He'll respond. He's all over it.
Yeah,
he's
I'm on
a social media master.
All day,
I'm great.
That's what I call him.
That's how I got those interlopers off of YouTube last week. Oh. That was my goal of last week.
Johnny, did you know that there was another High Society Radio?
Officially High Society Radio, or they just used initials? I've seen that before.
No, they used the name High Society Radio. They put one episode up just on YouTube, not iTunes or anything like that.
Oh, really?
And it was a podcast. They talked about Bitcoins.
Oh, really?
And it was called High Society Radio. So I just saw it and put it on our Twitter and a bunch of other places and tried to get people to take, to flag them on YouTube to take it down. Apparently, one of the guys is a crazy person and obsessed with the Ron Effet Show and made his friends do a podcast called High Society Radio that they did not want to do.
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, then.
So one of his friends emailed Pepper and apologized to us.
Profusely?
Yeah, he was. Right, he seemed nice. Pretty upset.
All right, well, as long as they apologized.
It just seemed like,
But the one guy's an asshole, right?
Apparently.
You're taking this really well, Johnny.
Yeah, you know, I was actually kind of upset that you weren't here last week because you're the type of person who gets a little
Your
fiery Latin side comes out.
Well, here's the thing: if I can't run into him or ever meet him, it's not much I could do.
Apparently,
he
lives
fucked up.
Apparently, Johnny, he's right outside that door.
Oh, I wish. Oh, just punch him in the throat. But I do a podcast now, man. Let it out. That's pretty fucked up, though. But all right, you know, hey, you're a fan. Good for you, man. Way to fucking get your show off the ground. Way to work that fucking hard. Come up with the name, you know, good for you. Way to use your fucking friends, too.
Well, the same guy, apparently, a few months ago, was obsessed with Trailer Park Boys and dressed up like Mr. Leahy and got drunk and fought people in the street.
See, now you're getting them cool points with me. That's pretty awesome.
See, those are things I liked about the guy, too.
All right, you know, he's a 50-50 guy. All right. Just clean your shit up.
So you're just going to work the body when you finally see him, John?
Maybe smack him upside the head like, bad, bad podcaster.
What do you think you're doing?
Yeah, we gave him the other format. He could have just done Guy Society Radio.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted to be Mr. Leahy anyway.
He could have just done a fucking podcast. Yeah, exactly. He could have just dressed up as Leahy, done a Ustream, and fucking done that.
Guy Society Radio.
There you go.
Doesn't take much. You just got to play Cher.
Oh, yeah. Fucking get him a fat fight. What was Leahy's partner's name?
Randy.
Randy. Could have got him a fat Randy and just done that shit on Ustream.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Julian, too, I guess.
You mean Sexian.
Sexian Julian. I can't even get mad at this guy.
Do you know where these guys actually lived?
No, I have no idea. And all their stuff is down, so I can't even
find
it.
Oh, they took it down.
They never contacted us. Last week, I was like, yo, just contact us. I want to listen to the show.
Did they only do one show, though? Or they did a couple.
Oh, no, Chris listened to it.
Huh?
They only did one.
All right, well, you know, hey, water under the bridge, boys. Just don't do it again.
True.
Don't do it again.
Bronx Johnny's appearance on Radio Realm comes up before their video.
Oh, that's nice. That was a fun time, man.
Anyway, Stanley, what's this beer whiskey you were telling me about?
All right, so Miller Brewing Company, they're freaked out by the amount of people. Like, more people are drinking liquor, less people are drinking beer, especially the big brand beers. So Miller is making their own new version of beer. That they want you to drink out of a rocks glass as if it were a glass of bourbon. It's like 6.9% alcohol. I think it's like Miller Fortune. I think that's what they're calling it. And they're banking that this is going to cut into liquor sales.
If it's only 6% alcohol, it won't.
6.9% alcohol.
Whoa, slow down.
It's bourbon-flavored beer.
It has bourbon flavors in it, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ew.
So everybody's just stealing ideas and shit, huh?
All right. They have bourbon-flavored liqueur. It's called Yukon Jack, and it's fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't recommend it to nobody.
Unless they want to sponsor this fine program.
If I'm tasting bourbon, I want it to be bourbon that I'm drinking.
I've been saying that I wanted to get one of those, like, fizz machines and just put a bottle of bourbon attached to it. You know what I mean? Just put bubbles in it and see how it was. I never did it.
It has to taste like shit at that alcohol level.
Yeah.
It has to taste like shit.
Well, with 6% alcohol, I don't think people are going to drink it like whiskey.
It's like a fucking Budweiser straw tea.
It's an insane, weird concept that they're banking on that just makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, they're going to take a huge fucking hit on this.
I can't even say that. You know why? I thought that Lamarita and Strawrita bullshit Budweiser was doing was crap, and it's fucking blowing up. It fucking saved their ass in the summertime.
Yeah, but that's different. That's like that's a niche thing for certain. What is this for? Like,
I don't know, man.
Motherfuckers, they can't afford
the good shit or even the bad shit apparently.
Dude, I'm sure it's going to be cheap.
Anybody I know that didn't have money would just drink High Life as the back for Evan Williams. They just do shots of Evan Williams. Like, if you wanted bourbon.
Yeah, Evan Williams is the devil.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I've had bad times with Evan.
Who's going to. I don't understand who would drink this product. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Like, you can tell they're trying to get, like, they got a spade on it. They're trying to get the poker.
Oh, racist. You're a racist.
Wow. It's actually a spade.
Why are you such a racist?
It's actually a spade.
Sure. Sure, Chris.
That white shirt definitely doesn't help your case in that one, man.
Great. Macklemore's going to make a song about me now.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in the third grade, I thought I was a racist. And I realized the way I am.
Another Grammy hit right there. Fucking line it up for him.
It's called Same Love Forever. Never Mixed Love.
Damn, yo, that's fucking...
They're saying a six-pack of Miller Fortune, it's not going to cost a fortune, $6.99.
Like, I know fucking liquor companies like to branch out.
So they're going to make it cheap?
Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
It sounds like they're just making gravity beer.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. They're probably putting liquid smoke in it or something.
Oh. Mm-mm.
This is ridiculous. I'm glad we're getting down to the bottom of this crap.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
This is the shittiest product idea. This is going to do worse than Cool Cult.
I didn't even remember about that.
You know about Cool Cult, Stanley?
Yeah, menthol flavored Colt 45.
Yes.
That was an interesting time.
Well, I'd like to have drank one of those.
You can still get them on eBay.
Well,
how much a pop, though?
I have a birthday coming up in 7 months, so.
All right.
You know what you're getting me.
I thought you wanted to go to MWL Steakhouse for your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Fancy life, son.
Yeah, it's me. I'm a fancy boy, Johnny.
Nothing wrong with that. It's your fucking
Miller Fortune, I believe.
Yeah.
It's called?
Miller Fortune.
Silly, silly product.
You can get a can of Cool Colt for $3.95. Buy it now.
Oof.
Is it just the can, or is there actually alcohol in it?
It's got to be booze in there. And at that price, and it's a collector's item, it can't be that fucking
How disgusting must that be?
Oh, my God.
How old's Cool Colt? 30 years old?
20 years, I believe.
I'd fucking figure you'd have to put, like, cigarette butts in water and then fucking drink it down after a day. And that's probably the fucking flavor.
How, like, 20-year-old menthol-flavored malt liquor.
Mm. And I'm pretty sure I knew who they were marketing to on that one.
They admitted that they were marketing to the black community.
There you go.
They said it was a huge... That's a big part of the reason why it's a huge failure. Because black people were like, what is wrong with you? We're not drinking menthol Colt 45.
Please. We're going to drink this flavored Stides. Thank you very much.
I ain't even fucking lie. KFC's been kind of OD'ing on that shit lately, too. It's like just a bunch of black people on TV eating KFC. Like nothing.
Well...
No. Don't most of the fast food places have predominantly like minorities in there? Like McDonald's only had Spanish and black people in their commercials for a while.
Really? Yeah. I always thought it was like a little mix of McDonald's and shit.
It was mostly like...
Burger King, I don't know with burger joints. That's actually a good point. Now you got me thinking. Burger joints?
Popeyes is all black people because they have that black lady who shills it.
Yeah.
What's the name? Like Flo or something? Oh, no, that's
a bitch from Progressive. No. That pasty bitch. I need to ask. She's cute.
What? What are you talking about?
She's cute. Oh, you don't think Flo's cute? I'm the only dude in the room.
Flo annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Don't mean she can't suck a dick, son.
That is.
I mean, that's true.
Inappropriate, John.
He's not lying.
Got that nice mouth, and that's all she does. Those commercials. So you know, she's gonna be like that Snapple.
Never have to work again.
No, I can't say that. Them commercial people blow their money kind of quick. Remember the fat Snapple lady? She ain't got shit. The dude
I thought she worked for Snapple. She didn't?
No.
I thought she was like she was like one of the people that ran Snapple, the founders of Snapple or
motherfucking
whatever.
Santa Claus ain't real, the Easter Bunny ain't real, and that bitch ain't work for Snapple.
See,
so.
I can't tell, I don't know if you're right or not, because you're wrong so often.
I'm pretty sure on that one, though. Because she was on a reality show for VH1.
Yeah, but she was on Celebrity Fit Club.
There you go.
Just because she was trying to lose weight doesn't mean she was broke.
It wasn't a Snapple that got a fat. I'll tell you that. Best stuff on earth.
Hell yeah. Delicious. Snapple apple.
That's her name?
Yeah, Wendy Kaufman is her name. And I'm trying to figure out.
No, she didn't work for Snapple. She was a pitch person. That was about it. He said, let's get a chunky bra.
Yeah, no, she did work for Snapple.
No
Thank
fucking
you.
Way.
Thank you. Once again, Johnny's wrong and I'm right.
She got the commercials. This is often you just saying shit and not fact-checking anything you say.
All right, go ahead.
She was working for Snapple, and when people found out that she was answering fan mail for Snapple, that Snapple was receiving, that's when she got the commercials.
And she worked for them in what capacity?
She worked there. She was a secretary there. She was answering.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Snapple fan.
Thank you.
It's fucking
Thank
Wikipedia.
You, Chris.
They could have fucking put that in there. So.
They
you
double check everything.
I'm getting tired of this show. I might go to that other high society radio show and do that with them.
Good. I guess those guys don't fact check.
She got the job from
take everything at face value.
She got the job from her best friend's father, who is one of the three founders of Snapple.
Thank
Fuck
you.
Out of here. God damn it. All right, you were right. There you go, white
God,
man.
God, it feels good to be right.
There you go.
Happens right. so
Do the math, Johnny. Do the math.
Just do the math, dude.
What a punch in the face.
Just do the math. Figure it out.
Oh, fuck, man.
God.
She was on the first two seasons of Celebrity Fat Club.
Damn, she couldn't.
Fat or fit?
She couldn't keep it off.
I call it Celebrity Fat Club.
You dick. I was like, there's no way they called the show that shit.
That's what I refer to.
The working title of the show was Hey Fatty.
Tubby wants some cake.
Is that the one with Screech was on that shit for a little bit too, right?
Probably. A lot of people were on those shows.
Washed up motherfuckers, man. Damn.
Hey, at least they made it at some point.
Yeah, I am front. There's nothing wrong with being washed up. At one point, you was hot, so there you go. You got that going for you.
I don't know Screech's story, but...
He's a scumbag. I know that.
I thought he was packing heat.
I have no idea.
That's all I know about Screech. He made a porno, he's packing heat.
I'm talking about the money. I don't know. I guess he didn't make any money off Saved by the Bell, or did his parents...
He didn't save it. I don't know.
He must have made some money, because the rest of them aren't really working, and they seem to be doing fine.
No, the dude who plays Zach Morris is all right. Mario Lopez got that fucking
Mario
Channel
Lopez
4,
has never stopped working. And he hasn't aged either, which is
Lisa Turtle's hit pretty hard times. All the chicks...
Well, she's got health issues, right?
Yeah, they've all hit hard times, the chicks. Mr. Belding's been doing him. He's been on Always Sunny a little bit.
Yeah, Mr. Belding's doing all right.
All the chicks on, well, Timothy Anthony, she's on Suits, Blue Collar.
Mr. Belding had the second, he was on the new Saved by the Bell as well.
I think he was on all of them, other than the college years.
He caked
Paul
off.
Mr. Belding.
Zach was on NYPD for a while, NYPD Blue, right?
On the final season, Jay, he killed that show. Should have never
got
rid of fucking,
the show was just
on
too long, Johnny.
Nah, Ricky Schroeder was the shit, son. Him, Jimmy Smith, fucking mad action. It's like, damn.
You guys see these American apparel mannequins with Bush?
Yeah,
nice.
American Apparel is officially the creepiest company in America.
Yeah,
I like that. That's nice.
I like their business practices. They pay their people well, and they give them health insurance.
Mass sexual harassment. Have you worked there as a lady?
That allegedly, yeah. There's some sexual harassment.
Allegedly, too. They got evidence.
Allegedly, there's some claims that there's some sexual harassment going on there. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't work for them.
I don't mind the Bush.
All I know is I'm a little weirded out by the Bush stuff.
I think it's weird that it's on a mannequin. I'm going to go ahead and
you
say
think?
That. I think it's a little weird that
is
it's
on it here
a,
in the States?
I'm going to go out on a
Japan.
Limb here.
It's in New York.
All right. That works. Yo, you getting attention for your product. We're talking about it. They're doing their job.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm going to go shop at American Apparel.
Well, I mean, they don't make anything that fits you.
No, obviously not. I'll go buy a tight that I'll use as a goddamn light.
Use it as an ace bandage.
Yeah, sure, thank
it's
you.
It's mad
yeah.
cushy, dude. Like, I just want to rub my face on there. Mm.
That's
it is
nice
an inanimate
bush.
Mannequin.
I don't give a fuck. It's still a bush. Just rub my face on that bad boy.
You like the bush, Johnny?
I'm digging it.
It is making the... I mean, it's been talked about. It's almost hack at this point.
Yeah.
The bush is making a serious comeback.
Yeah, in porn.
I mean, I think in
get
general.
Get some of that shit out your teeth. I remember those days. Not too bad.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'll be honest. I've been with very few women with pubic hair.
Really?
Like one.
You're a victim of your generation
good.
In that point.
She
was yourself
old,
lucky.
And she was old.
I like the bush. Bush is a good time. They got to make sure they use that baby powder or some baby oil or some shit. Because it gets a bad odor when it sweats. But other than that, it's all good.
Johnny, break it
everything
down.
Gets a bad odor when it sweats.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. You ever fucking dropped anything on the carpet, leave it there over a day? Gets that weird fucking old smell in, like closet and shit, mothballish.
My cat licks it right up. It's fine.
I forgot you had one.
Yeah.
You're a creepy dude.
Whatever, man. My cat licks up girl jizz on the floor.
Oh, my God.
It's a thing that happens in my life.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it, Johnny?
Oh, that's nice.
It's something, all right. Man. Don't know if I'd call it nice.
So, Stanley, you asked me to pull up this Scarlett Johansson ad.
Oh, yeah. I've read this Scarlett Johansson ad got banned from the... It was like supposed to be a Super Bowl ad, but then it got banned.
It got banned from TV.
I think they just edited it, because I looked it up after you asked me. And it says that they took some of the they took one of the lines out.
Oh, well, then let's see this. Let's watch it, because... It's 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, no, this is a, hold on. This is a, let's see here. Let's find the actual fucking ad.
Yeah, that would help.
It's a bad bitch right there.
Well, they've taken it down from a lot of things, so I pulled
up.
It's
not even an ad, is it? It's just them talking about it?
God, this sucks. The worst show ever.
I mean, maybe if you would have said, other than pull up this ad, maybe if you could have sent me a link.
It's not hard to use Google, buddy.
Apparently it is for this.
I watched it an hour ago. Well, this Scarlett Johansson soda stream I got banned, and I guess I watched the edited version.
Is it just because she fucking mentioned the other two companies? Is that what that was?
Is that it? Is that why? Is
I'm asking. I haven't seen it. You put me onto it.
I have a 30-second one.
All right,
sounds
that
good.
Fucking...
Sounds good. Sounds like I'm going to watch this.
Put it in your mouth.
Actors, my real job is saving the world. Start with plain water. Add bubbles. Mix in the perfect flavor. Look, a soda that's better for you and all of us. Less sugar, less bottles.
Mm.
If only I could make this message go viral.
You doing it, Scarlett?
Yeah.
Yeah, you doing it. Mm-hmm. Changing the world one sip at a time.
Sorry, Coke and Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, she done it. Soda Stream.
I'm thinking the only reason they banned it is because she fucking shitted on Coke and Pepsi. There was nothing wrong with that.
That was a big part of it. They took that out. But a reason why a lot of people have a problem with this is because SodaStream's factory is in the West Bank of Israel.
Really?
So what's
that
the problem?
That is why a lot of people... Because it's owned by Israelis who are putting Palestinians in shitty working conditions.
Oh.
So it's not a soda that's saving the world. It is the soda that uses slave labor.
Yeah, there you go. Got you. Point taken.
Uncomfortable again.
Listen, you're the one that wanted to talk about this. Apparently,
I didn't know
you,
everything about. Unlike you,
I'm taking a very staunch pro-Israel.
I don't have any problem with Israel. I have no problem with Israel. I don't. I'm sorry. I just didn't know. Got in SodaStream's entire corporate history like you did.
People are calling it blood bubbles.
Oh God.
I'll call it wailing bubbles. Tie in with the whole wailing wall. That's me.
But it seems like you're talking about whales. Like, it seems like you're talking about poaching whales when you call it whales.
Oh, this is getting confusing.
Peppa Hicks, you don't roll on Shabbos.
Oh, no, Chaim.
Oh, man.
Some chick did a Reddit AMA, some BDSM broad did a Reddit AMA and said there was just an inordinate amount of Hasidic Jews going to her.
I've heard that from girls who do that.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of Hasidic Jews in strip clubs, and let me just say...
it creeps me out a little bit.
Strip clubs that are a little off the beaten path. Not gay ones, but let's say thug ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They tip good, though, right, in those situations?
No.
Not at all?
No. Girls do not like them very much at all.
That doesn't sound like what I've heard of them. Heard they're excellent tippers. Girls do not cheap at all.
Because they don't know how to act, because they're not in places like that, so they don't know how to behave in them. Do you know what I mean?
They get touchy?
That's the first time I've heard that.
A little bit.
That's unfortunate.
They think they own everything. Let's just be honest here. Go to a club like that, then they can just throw gold
around. Speaking of Hasidic Jewish people, a few weeks ago in here in New York, there was a landlord who got murdered because he was, I don't know, he had millions of dollars out in debt. He was a known slumlord.
Piece of shit.
He was, didn't seem like a very good guy. He got kidnapped off the street, and they found his body, his dead body in a drum or a dumpster, like half burned.
Supposedly dead body, because they say he might have faked it.
Well,
the type of dude he is, I don't know.
I knew a girl who lived in one of her buildings who is just saying she definitely just killed the guy to flee the country because he's that much of a piece of
shit
to live in his buildings.
There you go.
They didn't test his DNA on the body?
If you burned, I don't know how much you can get. This ain't like bones. You can easily like fucking chip out a tooth, throw a tooth in there.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're going to go for the cheaper
whatever you can find,
thing.
Yeah.
So you knew a girl who lived in one of his buildings?
Yeah, said no hot water. He did not give a fuck. Nothing ever got fixed.
A lot of those slumlords. I mean, we've all had a slumlord here and there.
And then, you know how like a landlord will just sue you now. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Basically,
fuck
that's
them,
what it
dude.
Is. Just like, oh, all right, you're complaining a lot. I'm just going to sue you and say you're not paying your rent and that there's no reason behind it. Because then you have to get a lawyer and go, you know, pay for it.
Bastard.
So that's just his tactics.
Goddamn, landlords are bad people.
Not always. My old landlord was a good guy.
Not always, but there's just the
certain kind of
the
landlord
bad
though.
Ones are just so bad, and it just literally makes your life hell.
Well, I mean, because you're basically in a position where it's just your entire way to make money is
fucking
literally
people's
lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're just the kind of person that should be in like a fucked up industry where you can fuck people over and it's commonplace, like, but you're actually literally like. When people get off work, they have to deal with you, like, the rest of the day. When people are done with their shit jobs, your job is to fucking squeeze as much money out of them as possible. So it kind of, if you're a bad person...
You can't forgive them the least.
I think it hurts more when you find out somebody's a bad landlord.
My landlord's a cocksucker, I'll say that. We don't have fucking basic services at this point. We don't even have a super in our building because we rent. Everybody else apparently owns their fucking apartments. You ain't get mine, son. I had 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. You didn't get mine.
Rent controlled?
Yep.
That's nice, Johnny.
Hey, we got new neighbors and stuff. They're gay dudes. Good for them. You know, neighborhood's changing.
They fucked that Macklemore song?
I don't know. I don't know. I just stay in my crib, watch my wrestling, drink my beer, go to work. I'm all right.
Miller Fortune?
Maybe.
If I got
a bump up in payroll.
If they came over with some of those Budweiser strawberries that you think are stupid, would you have one with them?
They look like they'd be the type, though.
Drink a strawberry. It tastes like a Four Loko without the caffeine.
So what's the point? If it ain't Four Loko, dog, what you doing? Are you balling? Because it don't sound like it.
Oh, God.
So we know some scummy people, then.
I don't know this guy. I'm just saying.
You never ran circles with him?
No.
I heard you helped him fucking flee the country.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he paid me for that.
You go to those fucking off-beaten fucking clubs you go to and shit.
Look who came by.
Well, well, my man.
Special guest appearance at the end of the show by one Mr. Mark Zito.
Hi, guys. I'm drunk off Trouble Whiskey.
Oh, nice. Oh,
celebrity endorsement.
Yeah. Celebrity endorsement, Mark All Zito. Right. Give us a Trouble Whiskey shout out.
How is everyone? Everyone good?
Yeah, everyone good. We're wrapping up the show.
We were just about to start Train Talk.
Oh.
Which was our signature bit, Train Talk.
Here's the question, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Are we talking about running a train tonight? Or a tank engine? Because which type of Tom? Are we talking about Thomas?
We could do both.
Or intercourse?
Can we do it on a train?
Talking about intercourse.
Oh my God.
You can run a train on a train, just get meta.
I can't tell how many times we've had this conversation. It's always going to be about intercourse. It's just, always going to be about running a train. Changes,
what was the debate? If two people count as a train or
that's a double team.
I concur.
See, I can't. That if it's two dudes on one broad or two dudes on one dude. It's a train.
That's a train.
They're running the train.
Two dudes on one dude is a lemon party.
Oh, God.
See, they got names for it. I didn't even know that.
No, I thought that had to be old dudes.
Do they have to be old?
I don't know.
They just have to be sour.
It's not a lemon party without old dick.
What? Oh, shit, man.
Train talk just got weird. Weirder than normal.
Yeah, train talk's already bizarre. All right. You've been listening to High Society Radio. Our Twitter account's at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. We have a Reddit subreddit now, r/High Society Radio. I want to thank Mark Zito for stopping by in the last 2 minutes.
Always a good time. Always a good time.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Shiny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
More like radio.com. Don't ask why.
I tell you we must die. I tell you.